And we are live.
Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Crashus. It is 8:35 a.m. on April 3rd, 2020. This is a work session regarding Midwest Grain Trading, Nodak Grain, Roving Grain Buyer, Grain Warehouse Insolvencies. Also on the call are Commissioner Julie Fedorchek and Commissioner Randy Christman, as well as Matt Kluzak, Steve Call, Conrad Crawford from staff, and Mitch Armstrong, who is legal counsel on this case. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchek?
I do not have any opening comments either.
Okay, Commissioner Christman, I'm going to turn it over to you for any opening comments, and as portfolio holder, I'll let you proceed.
Okay, well, there was some discussion that, or preparation, I guess, in case we would need to go into an executive session. I don't know that that will be necessary. I'm going to rely on Conrad and Mitch if there are questions about, you know, exact details. But the status of the situation is that way back quite a while ago, we had filed our initial report and scheduled a hearing date in Pierce County, and that is for mid-June. I don't recall the date exactly, but about mid-June. And at this point, it would be time. There's been a lot of progress on the case, and time to file an amended report. Probably the two big areas of change are that since then, not surprisingly, totally, but really hats off to Conrad and Mitch both and others as well that we have managed to receive all three of the bond payments. If you recall in past cases, there were multiple times when bonding companies held out till the very end and kind of did their best to try and finagle a way out, and the bonding companies have stepped up, and I appreciate that on their part, as well as the good work and making it clear that the producers are entitled to that money. And then, so that money is in hand now. And also, there was a partial recovery for the McCluskey elevator, and they were one of the very large claimants. Again, I don't have the number in front of me, but it was fairly significant. And with the recovery of that money, it lowers the amount of McCluskey Elevator's claim on the case. And by lowering their claim, it leaves more of the dollars available for other claimants. And so that is the other big change, that money is made available. And so everyone else's claim goes up just a little bit. Sadly, there's so many claimants that it's not real dramatic, but it is significant, and bottom line is it needs to be accurate. So there is a amended report now that I think would be timely to be turned to be filed with the court, and at that point we will see what objections come in for that June hearing. I believe the deadline for people to object to our report will be late May, and that will give us a better indication of how long the case is going to take, and you know what the objections are going to be. With that, I don't really have any questions of Mitch or Conrad, so I'll leave it. See if there's any other questions from the other two commissioners. But then the other thing that I think we probably should be deciding on is, or at least making plans for, is lien searches. As you recall in previous cases, when everything is finally settled, we can't just send that money out to the claimants. We have to do a lien search, and that can be both costly and time-consuming. For the North Dakota lien searches, we have a bid from that seems to me reasonable, and that will be my recommendation that we go with them to do that. And that usually comes toward the end of the time for people to appeal the judge's order. We don't know how long after the hearing we'll get an order from the judge, but whenever it comes, there'll be a time to appeal. And that is a question I have for Mitch, is how long after the, about how long might you guess that it will take for a judge to decide? And I suppose that's pretty variable depending on what the objections are. But then when the judge does reach a decision, how long do people have to appeal? And at or near the end of that time is when we'd start those lien searches. And so I think it's timely now to move forward with selecting someone to do those lien searches. That's all I have. We have other questions, and for Mitch or Conrad to be answered, the one or two that I threw out.
I don't have any other questions.
I don't either. I think that it's been laid out really well in the documents from Mitch and your description, Randy. So I agree with this direction and appreciate the process moving forward.
With that, I can answer your questions, Randy. How long the judge will decide, I think, really just depends on the nature and extent of any objections we receive. If we don't receive any, I would anticipate a decision basically really quickly, because what I would expect is the judge will say, you know, please draft me an order and, you know, have it for my review, and then we would do that, and the judge would most likely just sign off on what we submitted. If there are objections, it really just depends on how complicated they are, how big of an issue they are, so on and so forth. So that one's tough to decipher or estimate until we know the extent of any objections. Now, I've only heard of one potential objection that I don't think would be complicated. So right now, I would say I'm hopeful that we don't have major complicating objections that will delay this very long. The second question was, how long to appeal after there's a judgment? That's 60 days, which is a pretty good time frame for us, because we it gives us time to gather the information we need to get to the lien search folks and still get them time to run their lien searches before we can cut checks at the expiration of that 60 days.
Mitch, this is Randy again. Is there a procedure, or is it something that's doable to ask through at the hearing whether claimants are willing to, instead of just letting it play out if they don't and not objecting, whether they're willing to actively waive their right to object? And it would be in their best interest if everybody did. We could cut that 60 days down as soon as everyone agreed not to appeal and get them their money sooner.
Yeah, I suppose if we got a response from everybody, which would have to include Hansen. I mean, part of the problem is if nobody objects, right, nobody would really have a valid appeal, but that I've seen people that still appeal. So really the case is not final until there's a judgment and 60 days have passed and nobody has appealed, even if we were lucky enough to get all of these people to respond and agree not to appeal, which I think is probably not likely happen.
There are a lot of individuals. Okay.
This is Conrad for the commissioners. Oops. Was that you, Brian?
No.
One of the other items in the to discuss as well is thank you, Commissioner Crisman, for bringing up the U.S.-based lien searches. We do have the four Canadian-based lien searches. And the commission does have some prior history working with a Canadian firm on doing lien searches for Canadian-based claimants through the Earth Harvest Mills insolvency in 2014 and 15. And so the other item that staff is seeking is some commission direction and looking towards being able to retain the Canadian law firm to execute on the four Canadian lien searches. So what this would involve is staff would draft motions to retain the U.S.-based company, the guarantee and title company, and then also the Canadian-based company for a commission meeting approval. And then we could begin working on retaining letters. And ideally, we'd like to get to a point where we've got all the stuff, everything done, and then we've got those companies ready to go, all the retainer letters or contracts are ready to sign with them, and then they've got the name of list so that when we let them know that we're ready to have them execute on those lien searches, they can. And then that's just in an effort to expedite that process as quickly as possible.
So that's not something you're looking for today. You're just looking for guidance, whether that's what we have in mind for you to proceed with getting an order, a motion ready for a future meeting, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we didn't draft motions specifically for this meeting because we wanted to just make sure that the commission was, our direction seemed appropriate for the commission and that we can proceed forward. And once we do that, we can get motions drafted to retain these companies, and we can have those placed on a regular commission meeting, either on consent or under the regular section. So that's something that can be done later, but we wanted to make sure that this direction that staff was going seemed appropriate.
That is how I feel we should proceed.
I'm comfortable with that.
I agree.
Okay, appreciate it. That sounds great. We'll continue down that path, working with Jack and then working with those other companies as well. Unless there's any other questions, either on the lien searches or on the amended report that will be filed, there was a motion that was prepared, Commissioner Christman, on for the amended report that you should have in your paperwork.
I do. I'm ready to make it, except for I do have one other thing I just want to run by Mitch, and that is just kind of a timeline, especially for some of these producers that have large claims that they're waiting on. And now as much as ever, we know that cash flow is an issue in production agriculture, I guess, as it is everywhere. We are looking at a mid-June hearing. Even if the judge reached a decision in a couple weeks, that gets us to the end of June. July and August will be tied up in time for leaving time for potential appeals. Well, at the earliest, we would be the beginning of September to start lien searches. So assuming the best case scenario, producers ought not be looking for this money until sometime in probably late September or October. Does that sound correct to you?
If you want the best case scenario, I think it could be earlier than that. It's just depending on how the hearing goes, and if there's objections, we may be able to start the lien searches before the time expires. I know we did at least get a long way into that process in Grand Forks Bean actually before the time was over, but that was after Supreme Court. But I would think the best case scenario is likely the very beginning of September, and the worst case scenario is all dependent on what the judge decides. So,
yeah.
Or when, I shouldn't say what, well, what and when the judge decides.
Okay. Well, with that, Mr. Chairman, if you're ready for a motion, I have one to make, but I'll just wait until I see if there's any other questions.
Okay, does anyone have
any
other questions? Okay,
Randy, I don't, Commissioner Christman, I don't believe there are any other questions. So if you would like to move the motion, you certainly can.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the commission file the amendment and update to report and recommendations of trustee with Pierce County District Court, together with the corresponding support documents in Midwest Grain Trading, Nodak Grain, Roving Grain Buyer, Grain Warehouse Insolvencies, case number GE-18-395, PSC versus Hunter Hansen, doing business as Midwest Grain Trading et al., Pierce County District Court, case number 35-2019-CV-00019, and PSC versus Hunter Hansen, doing business as Nodak Grain et al., Pierce County District Court, case number 35-2018-CV-00088.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, are there any other matters related to the work session that would anyone would like to discuss at this time? I'm just going to quickly go around with the attendees. Commissioner Christman.
I just want to kind of end where I started, and that is hats off to both our legal counsel, Mitch Armstrong, and our staff team led by Conrad Crockford for excellent work in moving this very sad and but challenging case forward, and we know we're moving along the very best we can and as quickly as possible, and I appreciate their help.
Thank you. Commissioner Fedorchak?
No, I don't have anything else to say. Thank you to everybody. Good work.
Conrad, anything you would like to add before we close out?
No, nothing to add. Appreciate the guidance and direction from the commission. Thank you very much.
All right. And Mr. Armstrong, anything you would like to add?
No, nothing. And I just echo the comments Conrad made.
Okay. And I would echo the same comments made as well. Thank you, everyone. At this point in time, the work session for case number GE-18-395, Midwest Grain Trading, Nodak Grain, Roving Grain Buyer, Grain Warehouse Insolvencies is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.